Idleman Unplugged is part of the Edify Podcast Network.
I want to see your face pass me by the crowds of people, the priest who sing your praise.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Idleman Unplugged. I am your host, Luke Duncan. As Westside Christian Fellowship prepares for a season of fasting and prayer, Pastor Shane reads you the 12th chapter of his new book, 40 Days to Reset Your Life, Applying God's Wisdom for Physical and Spiritual Renewal. 40 Days to Reset Your Life is available in audio form on Audible, as well as Amazon Kindle, and free electronic or PDF formats at wcfav.org. We hope that you enjoy this segment of Idleman Unplugged.
A hunger and thirst for your righteousness, and it's only found one place.
Chapter 12, The Power of the Made Up Mind. In this final chapter, probably the shortest chapter, in part one, we're going to get into part two in just a minute, and that's our daily reflections, where it really will help to conform your mind to the things of God. Where the Bible says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So that's what we're going to focus on part two. But this chapter, the power of the made-up mind, is a very important precursor. The mind controls just about everything we do. It's no surprise that success is mainly found in the power of the made-up mind and in renewed thinking. This is why the next section, Daily Reflections, focus on renewing the mind through reading and applying biblical principles. Romans 12:2 spells it out clearly. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. The lethargic spiritual condition of many Christians today simply reflects our lack of passion for God. While potlucks and fellowship around food have their place, they aren't going to cut it in these dire times. We also need extended times of prayer, fasting, and worship to renew the mind. Try this. Unplug the TV and the PC and begin seeking God like never before. Hunger for God is the motivation. Think about this for a minute. If you would receive $10,000 following a week-long fast, drinking just water, would you do it? Well, no doubt the motivation to earn the money would outweigh the difficulties of the fast. Shouldn't our hunger for God motivate us more than money? Success begins in the mind. If you don't control what you think, you'll never control what you do. Let me say that again. If you don't control what you think, you'll never control what you do. An unhealthy mindset is like a flat tire. You're not going anywhere until you change it. Let me say that again as well. An unhealthy mindset is just like a flat tire. You're not going to go anywhere until you change it. Decide early what you'd like to do over the next 40 days and stay the course. Some readers may fast here and there, while others may change their diet altogether and fast intermittently, while others may attempt a lengthy fast. Determine in your mind to seek God as you step out in faith. Are you ready to reset your life and begin your 40-day journey? If you made it this far, I believe that you are. But remember, it's not about perfection. What have we learned so far? It's about direction. Keep moving forward despite setbacks. Don't let discouragement and failure stand in your way. Get back up and keep fighting. God's not done with you yet. Find strength in Him. Make up your mind today to see it through. We must first discipline ourselves, then results will follow. Did you catch that? Discipline comes first, then results and feelings of gratification, all that, they follow discipline. If you're going to wait till you feel like doing something worthwhile, probably not going to happen. So first we discipline ourselves, and then we begin to reap the benefits of that decision later on as we progress. As I've said many times before, I could write an entire book on my failures, but instead I try to follow the Apostle Paul's advice, and I encourage you to do the same, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. Philippians 3:13. Forget your past mistakes, but remember the lessons learned because of them. We overcome the pain of regret by allowing God to rebuild our life. Though the road ahead may be uncertain at times, the solid ground beneath will never shift. It's all about who you know.
If you've enjoyed this episode of Idleman Unplugged, be sure to check out the links in the description to get your copy of 40 Days to Reset Your Life, Applying God's Wisdom for Physical and Spiritual Renewal. You can download the book for Kindle on Amazon or for free in PDF or electronic format at wcfav.org. Again, My name is Luke Duncan, and I am your host of Idleman Unplugged. Thank you for listening to us today, and join us again on the next episode.
Thank you for listening to Idleman Unplugged. For more information, visit us at ShaneIdleman.com. Again, that's ShaneIdleman.com.
This podcast is part of the Edify Podcast Network. Edify is a faith-inspiring app that brings together thousands of the best Christian podcasts in one place for your listening enjoyment. Cut through the noise and grow your faith by diving into the world's top Christian podcasts today. Download the Edify app for free from the App Store or Google Play, or by going to edify.app. That's edifi.app.
El Paseo Publications proudly supports the Westside Christian Fellowship Radio Network. We are committed to quality in Christian publication. Free ebooks can be found at westsidechristianfellowship.org under free ebooks. Books such as What Works for Men and What Works for Young Adults will help readers understand that the obstacles ahead are never greater than God's power to take you through. Books such as What Works When Diets Don't and Feasting and Fasting demonstrate how health can be achieved from a biblical perspective. Other free books such as Answers for a Confused Church and Desperate for More of God show the importance of fully surrendering our lives to Christ. And One Nation Above God is a must read for anyone concerned about the direction of America. Again, free downloads of these ebooks are available at westsidechristianfellowship.org. We are happy about partnering with the Westside Christian Fellowship Radio Network.